This is Julia Sotis, and you're listening to A Different Reality. What else is possible beyond this reality that you haven't yet chosen? Everybody, and welcome to A Different Reality. I'm your host, Julia Sotis, aka Julia Sotis Mattis. So today I have a very special guest on, Ashley Rose Jealous, and she's a certified facilitator of Access Consciousness who lives in a very beautiful part of Australia and has sort of been going gangbusters with the tools of Access Consciousness in her area. Doing a lot of foundation classes and really just using the tools of access to have more success. And we have a few, we were actually just talking pre-show about some of the things that we've been looking at in our own lives, mostly in business, I guess we've really been talking about. We're both business ladies. And so, you know, we're going to talk about a couple of different things: the Access Foundation, failure, comparison, and all the different tools that we use to keep on moving forward in this strange, bizarre, sometimes confusing, and also probably the most rewarding world out there of Access Consciousness. So welcome to the show, Ashley. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Julia. And thanks, everyone listening. It's so wonderful to be here again. I know this is my second time on your podcast, although you have started a new podcast recently. So yeah, thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, thank you for being here. So, Ashley, we were just talking yesterday. I had sort of a day where I had lost enthusiasm for business, you could say. Actually, which isn't totally true. I created two amazing new classes yesterday morning, so I won't be too hard on myself, but some stuff came up for me and I was just like, oh my goodness, I'm exhausted and I don't want to look at anything and I just want to go hide in a corner and I want everybody to leave me alone. And I was listening to a podcast that said, or not a podcast, a class with Shannon, and she talked about Winston Churchill, and he said, success is failing over and over without loss of enthusiasm. And I loved hearing that because I had lost my enthusiasm a little bit. And, you know, it's like, you know, we're really looking at creating a brighter, lighter, happier planet where people have more of themselves and, you know, the enthusiasm to continue to do that, you know, is, you know, it never really goes away because it's so true and it's so powerful what we're doing, but sometimes it can wane, or sometimes we can compare ourselves to others and stop ourselves with comparison. But, you know, you've been on this journey for quite some time now. And, you know, I've seen you have many, 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 many successes and create many amazing things. And, you know, how have you done it to you know, continue to be enthusiastic? And you know, consciousness is just so exciting that it is easy to be enthusiastic, but you know, you've created so many cool things, and I'm just wanting to hear like what you're doing and what you're creating that might be an inspiration to other people.
Yeah, awesome. And thank you for that beautiful background information. So yeah, I mean, I've been in this, or on this Access Consciousness journey for really solidly 18 months now, and I become a certified facilitator 6 months ago. And I mean, it's so funny because I saw, you know, my mom growing up like desiring to change the world and, you know, start seeing her own clients and do coaching, and she never actually ended up choosing it because there was no way she was willing to receive other people's judgments, and she just compared herself to everyone like crazy, and she just kind of made a choice and allowed that to stop her in her tracks. And so it was really interesting. And I was thinking about this the other day.
That's really amazing. Thank you for that story. It just sort of hit me. Like, I was sort of like, like it just dropped into my world all of a sudden at once at the end of your sentence. And it's like, that is an amazing power to be able to receive judgment. And that story, you know, because most people actually can't, you know, and it's not that they're right or wrong, but they actually just can't. And excuse me, if you are somebody who can receive judgment, that's a pretty amazing power. So anyways, that is just really, really, really an amazing point.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm perfect at it in any way, but I've really been looking at this like willingness to receive judgment, because I mean, it's like, how often do people make judgment real and true and solidify it in their world and, you know, use that as the reason and justification for them not, you know, creating their life and choosing something different. And I really had to look at it and dissect judgment and go, well, what is it anyway? Like, if it's not real and true, then, you know, what is it that we use, that why is it that we use it so dynamically to stop us? So really for me, like the last 18 months, it's really been my like willingness to actually just look at the judgment that have come up from so many other, you know, facilitators and people that I know, and just go, you know, what if I could actually choose something different? And what if I could actually create beyond the judgment? And what if I could use the judgment to actually also be almost be like my fuel and my rocket ship to create something greater? So,
well, can you talk a little bit more about using it as a fuel and a rocket ship? Because that sounds like totally like alien to most people. People listening to my podcast, because I know those of you podcast listeners are pretty out there just like I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, if we look at judgment, it's like judgment has nothing to do with us and everything to do with the person that's actually judging us. So I know Gary Douglas, and you know, you mentioned at the start of the podcast talking about foundation class, that Gary Douglas mentions in the foundation manual, which is a 4-day access consciousness class you can take, that if you're willing to receive someone's judgment, you make $5,000 more that year.
Right.
And so I really started looking at that and went, okay, well, what if I actually used it for a fuel to creating more money? Because it was very funny, like I know, you know, I've heard lots of people say over, you know, my 30 years that I've been alive that, you know, judgment's not real. And it was almost, there was somewhere in my world that wasn't enough for me to not let it stop me, until I did foundation and I realized that, oh, it means I'm going to lose $10,000 if I, you know, if I'm not willing to just receive judgment. And it was almost like the money that was like, oh, there's no way I'm allowing myself to lose money. It's just like, so it's funny, every time I notice, you know, judgment come up that I have of me or that other people have of me, I really go, well, you know, am I choosing to create more money in the world, or am I choosing to, you know, lose money this year? And it really, as weird as it is, it ends up becoming this choice that you make. And yeah, that's really just changed so much for me. And in no way, shape or form am I perfect in any way, and I definitely still judge the hell out of me, and I still let people's judgments, you know, sometimes, you know, solidify in my body. And I also know above that it's not actually real and true, and I'm making a choice to actually, you know, allow that to stop me.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. So for you, you know, it's like, you know, you've facilitated the bars. What made you want to become a foundation facilitator?
Well, when I took my first foundation class, which was actually almost exactly 2 years ago now, it really, I mean, it just changed everything for me. And probably the same as you, Julia, it's like there's no amount of words to actually describe what you get out of foundation or what changes in a foundation class. And I've spent my whole life, you know, I knew that I was here to change the world. I knew that I was here for something greater, and I wasn't sure what that was until I did my foundation class. And basically someone had put in writing the tools that, you know, that I always knew were possible, and everything I knew was possible, to actually change any area of your life. And they're super pragmatic, and, you know, they're not even airy fairy, and really like leaving that foundation class and using those tools to implement in my life just changed everything very quickly for me. And I went, I was like, I had no doubt in my mind that I then had to become a certified facilitator to be able to teach the same tools.
That's awesome. You know, actually, it was just, you're making me think back to when I first took my first foundation, and I was working at a golf course, and the people who owned the golf course were quite posh, I guess you could say. And the mm-hmm. wife was very much a spiritualist. And so she would ask me a little bit about what the things that I was going out to do, because I'd done some spiritual stuff before Access. And I told her, you know, this weekend I'm going to do something called the Access Foundation, and it's going to erase our mind and erase our past so that we can have a better future. And she looked at me with such fear and disgust that I would want to do something like that, even for somebody like her, with the spiritual. She was like, that's just like her face. And she's like, okay. But it was very funny how much the idea of that scared her, and how different we are actually wanting to do that and have that and choose that. So it's kind of funny, you know, how different we are.
Absolutely. And it's funny. It takes me back to a few days ago. I had a new client show up, and he'd never had his bars run before. And, you know, his sister had told him about it and basically almost forced him into having a session with me. And I explained it at the start of the session, like, you know, what it was. And it was here to, you know, kind of delete the files in your mind and, you know, really get your mind out of the way so you started functioning from more consciousness. And he just looked at me with like this fear in his eyes. And he was like, is that a good thing? Like, he's like, will I be able to function without my mind? And I couldn't stop laughing. And I went, wow, I must be really different and way more different than I've ever been willing to acknowledge, because I just thought it was so normal, like as if you wouldn't want to like erase your mind.
Yes, who wouldn't want to erase their mind? That's totally my point of view too.
That's basically what the foundation does as well, like really and truly, it really gets you out of your head in totality. And it was like the first time in my life that I was truly empowered to know that I know. Like truly know that, you know, that I already actually know everything. And, you know, not in the sense that, you know, I'm more powerful than everyone and I'm superior. It was just like, we do know. It's like, we have that underlying, you know, awareness, except we make what our mind tells us so real and true and more valuable than what the whispers of the universe actually tell us. So foundation was a massive game changer for me in regards to truly starting to listen to what I knew was possible.
Wow, that's amazing. So can I ask, what's your favorite foundation tool?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I mean, there's hundreds in the manual.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to pick a favorite, but if there is one that you wanted to talk about.
Well, I actually recorded another podcast episode with the wonderful Sarah Watt today, and we were actually talking about kindness and caring, and she was talking about that she initially chose Access Consciousness really to use the tools to begin to shift and change things for animals, really, because she decided that she didn't, you know, like people. And I said to her on the podcast, I said, well, that reminds me of a tool in foundation. I said, there's this page called Do You Really Like People? And I remember, you know, growing up, like I decided that I had to be the good girl and that I had to like people, but underlying there was somewhere where I was like, I really don't think I like people. Like, I don't really like hanging out with people. And, you know, I don't have tons of friends because I decided I didn't like people. And you turn to that page and it says, you know, do you really like people, or do you care so deeply for people and you're just so aware how much people don't like themselves? And that really unlocked and shifted so much within my world, because I realized that, wow, it wasn't that I actually didn't like people. I truly cared deeply for people. It was just that I was so aware of how much people hate themselves.
True story. Pretty much everybody hates themselves. That's a rule of thumb that they don't teach you in school and your parents don't teach you.
Mm. So, I mean, you know, whether that's a tool, more so an awareness than a tool, but yeah, that just kind of, that was just coming up for me. And it really unlocked so much for me, because instead of just resisting the fact that I didn't like people, I actually had the awareness that I actually cared deeply for people.
You know, I was thinking about that tool, I think, was it right now? It was either last night or this morning. I just had a shower before we recorded this podcast. And I think it was during that shower, or it might have been last night, but I was thinking about in that section also, there's something that says, you know, if you acknowledge that you don't like people, people will like you better, because they'll go, oh my gosh, you don't like me? I don't like me either. I like you.
And never leave your house.
Exactly. Yeah, and that. But it's like, we don't, you know, and that sounds harsh and can be taken out of context, but it's just like, you know, we spend our whole lives disliking ourselves, proving we like ourselves, and proving we like others. When if we just looked at what was actually true, life would be so much easier. And we have so many ideas about, I'm not even sure what they're about. They're just crazy ass lies about how we have to be so nice and how we have to lie to ourselves continuously on a daily basis in order to keep that up. And it's exhausting, you know, and it's like, you know, this is not a nice race. The human race is not a nice race for the most part. And there are amazing people out there who are incredible and doing wonderful things and being truly kind to each other. But there's also so much that's going on that just doesn't work and is very malevolent and crazy. And it's like, you know, if we can look at all of it, then we can go, you know, what's it going to take to change this, to turn Earth into a really, really amazing place where people, you know, are happy being alive? Because right now everybody's faking being happy being alive.
it's very true. I really like it. I mean, I just facilitated a foundation class as well. We finished, gosh, about a week ago, and it feels like about, you know, 2 years ago. Yeah. And yeah, we were talking in that foundation class, and I said to them, like, how many people do you know that are actually, you know, truly happy and truly actually creating their lives and, you know, functioning from infinite possibilities? And like, everyone just like stared at me like I'd just spoken Spanish. And I was like, okay, I guess that's zero.
That's so funny. And yeah, and it's like, you know, it sounds pessimistic, but it's absolutely not. Because if you know, you can't change things if you're lying to yourself, you know. It's only when we look at what the lies are and what's really going on that we can have the power to change things. So I think it's quite amazing to realize when we don't like people and we also truly, 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 truly care about people. But like, you know, I used to kind of look for my tribe of people, you know. I grew up I grew up on a farm, so, you know, I had a really nice family, and then I went to school, and, you know, I enjoyed it, and I made the best out of it, and it was a pretty awesome childhood, and then I went in the world looking for, you know, my people. You know, I had my family who always had my back, but it was like, I wanted to go out and find these amazing people that I would be so creative with, and da-da-da-da. And it's like, I went from city to city. I moved a lot. I was always looking for my people and I never found them.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. They don't exist anywhere. And even some of my closest friends and access, you know, I don't define those friendships or try to put them in a box. It's just like, we're together when we're together and we're not when we're not. And, you know, oh gosh, excuse me. And it's like, it's just, you know, when we don't have to make things so special and important and significant, life actually gets better and brighter and happier and fuller, because we're actually putting our creative energy into you know, creating for the world, creating a better world, facilitating people to more consciousness, and not spending all of our time making ourselves wrong because, you know, we can't like fix the entire human population from their sadness.
What? You mean we can't fix the whole entire human population?
Unfortunately,
I've spent my life believing that lie.
I used to totally believe that. I'm like, one day everybody will be happy.
Mm.
And Dan was like, oh, now I see what's going on in that crazy head of yours.
We're talking about, before we started the podcast as well, about comparison. And it's like, you know, how many of us just compare ourselves to one another and judge ourselves and make ourselves wrong because we haven't created what, you know, in access like another facilitator has created, or, you know, we're not like that friend of ours. And it's just crazy, like what we actually do to almost like limit us and stop us from creating what we know is possible in the world.
Totally. So yeah, you know, one of the 10 commandments of access, which the 10 commandments of access are sort of more of a joke in their title, but you know, one of them is, you know, no competition. Because when you do competition, you are just destroying who and what you are, you know? And, you know, we're all sort of doing classes online because it's COVID. So I think people are online a little bit more and seeing what everybody else is doing and comparing themselves to other facilitators. And it's sort of become this thing that all the facilitators are aware of now, and everybody's comparing themselves to each other, which is not fun.
Yeah, it's so true. And I know, and again, I'm not sure where you had this conversation with Jane, who's one of the co-founders of Access Consciousness, but you were talking about, I don't know if you want to touch on that a little bit, but you were actually talking about that energy of almost like comparing yourself with like what Gary and Dane were creating. And it was just a very funny conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was having a less than enthusiastic day. And I was like, I want to have more faster. And Dane, you get more faster. And he's like, he compares himself to Gary. And so it's like, I was comparing myself to him. And it's like, oh, it's just a death of possibilities. You know, when we do competition, we actually create a place where we can't win. And in order to have a competition, you have to disavow what you are. And one of the ways to, I don't know if avow is just the opposite of disavow, but I'm going to make it be. So one of the ways to avow your creations is to acknowledge what you're creating. You know, and on my less than enthusiastic days, I disavow what I create rather than acknowledge it. And so we really, you know, and it can be, you know, I hate that it has to be something as excruciating as acknowledging the greatness of oneself, because that is excruciating for, you know, until you've practiced it and become good at it. I'm medium at it, maybe medium low.
If you're medium low, I'm probably low. I'm also aware of it. So it's like, it's that consciousness muscle that it's like, you've got to just wake up every day and keep choosing acknowledgement over gratitude. Acknowledgement over judgment and, you know, gratitude.
That was a great Freudian slip. I loved it.
Yeah. No one heard it. And I watched a video that you did. It was a while ago now, and you were talking about, hearing Gary say, the founder of Access Consciousness on one of the telecall series, that he was saying that gratitude is not innate, like it's actually learned. So yeah, it's something that we have to continuously choose and almost make it our kind of new reality and our go-to, like, you know, yes, that we go to gratitude before we even go to judgment. So, but it was very funny on that telecall when you were having that conversation with Dane, saying that you compare yourself to Dane, and then Dane's like, I compare myself to Gary. I was actually listening to that in the shower, I was listening to the recording and we got to that section and, you know, you said that and I went, holy shit, I compare myself to Julia. And then I just lost it. I thought it was the funniest conversation ever. And I went, how it, like, the insanity that we actually function from. And it's so funny because it's like, you wouldn't even be aware of all the people that look up to you and what you're creating and, you know, that you inspire in the world. And I guess I'm the same. And it's very hard for me to even acknowledge and believe that there's anyone that's comparing themselves to me. It's like, that's what we do, right?
and it is, you know, when we've lived our entire life in human reality, it can be excruciating to receive adoration from others, to acknowledge ourselves, to adore ourselves, to be grateful for ourselves. And you know, that's not a wrongness. That's the reality of what is. But if you can realize, okay, so this is like an excruciating thing I'm embarking on. This is not an easy task. This is something all people avoid their whole life doing. And now I have to force myself to do it. If I'm going to have any measure of success, it's like, then you just get to work and you've got to start appreciating yourself. And I used to know, I sound a little bit, you know, sort of crass, but I think it's kind of funny. And because it is so difficult to acknowledge ourselves. And so, what if that was something that each of you were going to have to do in order to be a success?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that thing of also like being, you know, being willing to fail as well at what you create. And, you know, the willingness to, yes, maybe fail, like whatever failing even looks like, but also still being willing to acknowledge the greatness and your brilliance and what you have created. So it really just is that muscle and the continuous choice to, you know, choose something different. And I mean, really, it's like I was speaking this analogy on one of the lives I did the other day, and I was saying it's literally like you're going to a consciousness gym. It's like, how many of us, you know, I mean, I've never enjoyed the gym, but go to the gym and, you know, we lift weights for one day and then we're like, why aren't our muscles getting any bigger? Like, which for most humanoids, I'm sure that they would have, you know, decided that that muscle should be bigger yesterday. Yeah. That's another story. But it's like, you know, it does. It takes like a number of weeks / a number of months to start noticing those changes within your body. And I really get it's quite similar to like, you know, us choosing to continuously show up and choose, you know, gratitude and acknowledgement over that constant state of judgment of ourselves as well.
You have just inspired me to do more and more of it. You know, I'm doing baby steps. I'm lifting a very, very light weight, but I have been getting into the gym of acknowledgement and lifting a light weight. And now I'm going to go on to a stronger weight and perhaps even some lunges of acknowledgement.
Oh, those lunges. Gosh, that sounds very exciting. And yeah, it's like, what if you use that analogy to, you know, change things for you as well? Because that's what I always go back to. I always like bring it back to like, okay, well, what if I actually haven't had my gym subscription for very long, like a membership for very long? It's like, I really have just kind of started in this kind of world of choosing something different. So again, but it's like the insanity that we function from is we judge ourselves and then we judge ourselves for judging ourselves and then we judge ourselves for judging ourselves for judging ourselves because we decided that, you know, we were going to choose gratitude in every moment. And it just creates this kind of like spiral where there's almost like no getting out of it if you're just judging you for judging you.
Exactly. Well, thank you for being on today, Ashley. This has been an amazing conversation and I love speaking with you. It's so much fun.
Thank you so much for having me and thank you everyone for listening. It's been awesome. Always great chats.
Always a great chat. Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for being here and we will see you next time on A Different Reality. Bye everybody.
Thanks for joining me on another episode of A Different Reality. It would be awesome if you could share this podcast with your friends and family. I'm always looking to spread the seeds of consciousness. And you can find me on my website at juliasotis.com. Until next time, what energy, space, consciousness, and choice can you be to create a reality totally beyond this reality with total ease?